Welcome back to the Lash Business Lounge. I am your host, Lauren Lappin, and this is the place where we talk all things lash and beauty business related. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am going to be giving you some of my top time management hacks. I have a lot on. I have two businesses. I used to have three, but currently I have two. And I have two kids and a husband, and I've got friends, and I've got to look after myself. And there's just a lot going on at any given moment in my life. So these are five things that I've really worked on over the years that help me to really get more of the right work done, because we can be working and we can feel busy all of the time, but unfortunately, we sometimes work on the easy things, the things that feel uncomfortable or that we have a bit of an aversion to doing, we leave. And then what happens is we just end up doing the same things over and over and over again, and our life doesn't really change. So, you know, you're not putting your time and effort into these needle moving activities. So they're actually going to change your life or change your business. So I want to start by saying that the way we choose to spend our time day to day is ultimately responsible for how our lives turn out. So what I mean by this is that the life you are living today, if you think about your day to day, the life that you are living, the things that you are doing and, you know, activities that you have on or tasks that you need to complete are a direct result of your past decisions. And a direct result of how you chose to spend your time, either like a year ago or a few months back. Now, that all affects exactly how your life is today. So what I want you to do is actually have a think about, are you happy with how your day is looking today? Are you going to be in your salon from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. tonight, working on clients back to back, and you're feeling a sense of dread? You're not really looking forward to it. Maybe you're looking forward to the money that you'll earn, but you're really not looking forward to the actual day. It feels like a bit of a drag, and you're stressed because you've got to fit all this other stuff in around that. Like, how am I going to get washing done? And how am I going to get my meal prep done for the week? Or how am I even going to work out what I'm having for dinner tonight? Because I'm just going to be so fried by the time I get home. And I'm fried every day because this is how I'm spending my days every day. So have a think about your day and ask yourself the question, is this the way I want to be spending my time in my life? And if it's not, you need to look at how you are spending your days and make some changes around what you're doing so that in the future you can work towards something different. So this leads into my first productivity time management hack for you. I want you to get clear on your priorities. So I love this quote from Stephen Covey, and it's, if the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step gets us to the wrong place faster. And I just want to circle back to the example that I just gave. So if you are spending 12 hours in your salon every day, back to back with clients, and you think that your priority was making money and that's what it's going to take to get you there, and then that's all you're spending your time doing, you're only going to get to that wrong place a lot faster if you continue to do the same things over and over. So if you want to change how your life is going, so just say, you want to make more money, but you don't necessarily want to be working in your salon on clients back to back every single day, you need to actually cut back on some clients so that you can fit some time in to perhaps train a team member so that they can share the client load. And then it actually increases your earning capacity because you have a whole other person servicing clients. Maybe you might be at home and you've got nowhere to fit a team member. So maybe you need to spend some time researching what commercial properties are available in your local area and put some time and effort into going into a commercial space so that then you can ultimately hire team and then make more money without working as much on clients yourself in the business. So, like I said before, everything you are doing in your life is a direct result of decisions that you made in the past on how you want to spend your time. So if you continue to spend your time in the wrong way, if you continue to climb the ladder that's leaning up against the wrong wall, you'll only get there faster. So getting super clear on your priorities and figuring out why it is you do the things that you do day in and day out. So this is a big one. I coach so many women in the beauty industry that have lost sight of their why. They don't actually know where they're headed or what they're doing and why they're doing the things that they do every day. And, you know, for example, if your why is a bit wishy-washy, like, oh, I just want to make more money. I started my business because I want to make more money. Well, you know, at the end of 12 months, if you make $1 more than you did in the previous year, you've made more money. Yeah, you've achieved that goal. But, you know, it's not really that satisfying to achieve that goal of more money if you've only made $1 more. So, you know, having a why that is really clear and defined and has more meaning for you can be really, really helpful when we are organizing our time, organizing our lives, and just basically feeling good about the direction that we're headed in. Number two is time blocking. Now, this has been an absolute game changer for me. There is a fantastic quote about time blocking. I'm not sure who said it, but the quote goes something like this: the calendar is mightier than the to-do list. And I am a living testament of this. I used to be a person that just had a million to-do lists everywhere. I had lists on my phone in my notes. I had lists written on the back of an envelope for my phone bill. I had lists in my email, or I treated my email inbox as a little bit of a to-do list. You know, I was letting other people dictate how my day went. I mean, I've got more to say about that in a sec, but yeah, I just had to-do lists all over the place. I had a million notebooks and I'm a typical overachiever. I try and fit in as much crap as I possibly can. And the trouble is with to-do lists is it's very hard to prioritize to-do lists. And what we naturally do as humans is we tick off the easiest things first. Always. You know, hands up if you are guilty of scanning your to-do list and picking something that's going to be quick and easy so you can feel better about yourself. You know, it's an instant ego boost. You get those endorphins going and you're like, yes, I can do anything. And then you tackle a few more like easy tasks, but you know, all of a sudden it's lunchtime and half of your day is gone. So when we do this, we're actually not getting to the growth-based activities that we need to get to if we want to change our lives and if we want to change our businesses or grow our businesses. Usually the things that we put off and that feel the hardest or we have the most resistance to are the things that are actually going to result in big changes in our life. So stop with your to-do list and start time blocking. So you can still have a to-do list. I recommend jotting down a list of things that you need to get done in a day or a week or whatever. But then what I want you to do is actually look at your calendar for the week or the day and schedule these items in. Pop them in. Use an online calendar. I mean, you can use a diary for this if you want as well, but it's very, very easy to use an online calendar. I use Apple Calendar. A lot of people I know use Google Calendar. If you use Notion, Notion has a calendar as well now that I think integrates with Google. But there's a lot of options out there and you can basically drag and drop things. You can shorten them. You can lengthen them. They're really, really versatile. So you can color code things as well. That's really helpful. So you could color code, you know, personal life stuff. Then you can color code work tasks and things like that to make it a little bit easier for you to just see at a glance, you know, how much time over the week you're spending working or spending at your salon or spending with your kids or family or whatever. but use an online calendar and actually block those tasks in. So time blocking really was a complete game changer for me in the sense that I stopped putting the hard things off. I used to, just like I said earlier, would tick off the things on my to-do list that was never ending, really. And they were the easy things, the things that took the least amount of time, but I felt good ticking lots of them off. And I felt like I was productive and I felt like I was always busy, but I actually was not really changing anything. I wasn't getting any of those really important growth-based tasks, you know, the things that really matter at the end of the day, like improving your website or, you know, spending more time on content creation. I was putting those things off and getting the easy tasks ticked off first that in reality, I probably could have delegated to somebody on my team. So I was really wasting a lot of my own time and not being as productive as I thought. So when I started actually time blocking all of my tasks into my online calendar, I could see at a glance what I was doing for the week, where I could fit extra things. And also if I got to that difficult task and I didn't really feel like doing it, you know, if I scheduled something in from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon and it was quite a big task, I was kind of feeling heavy about it, I didn't really want to do it, I was finding any little excuse to put it off somewhere else. If I actually look at my calendar to see where I could pick up and drop or drag and drop that 3-hour task that feels really hard at the time, and I look at my week and I see that the rest of my week is chockers and the only time I've got is Saturday night or, you know, Sunday morning when I would normally go out for breakfast or something with my family, I would just go, okay, Lauren, you've got nowhere to move this. You literally haven't got time to do it. It needs to be done by such and such day. And you don't want to be doing this on Saturday night. You're going to feel even worse if you leave this to Saturday night and you've got to work on this task when you could be laying on the couch, eating some chocolate, watching a movie with your husband, you know, like raging Saturday nights in my house normally are. But yeah, I would normally look at my calendar, realize I've got nowhere to put that, and I would pull up my big girl panties and say, okay, just do it now. Just do it now. You've got nowhere else to do this. And bonus points, Lauren, if you get it finished earlier than the 3 hours that you've assigned for it. So this brings me to my next point. Now, I'm going to talk about something called Parkinson's Law. So Parkinson's Law states that work expands to fill the time given for its completion. So you can give yourself less time to finish stuff. And usually you will finish it in less time. And I can tell you that this shit's real. It works. Now, how many of us say, oh, I've got all day Saturday to work on my new website? And what happens on Saturday? You sleep in, you have a bit of relax, go for a coffee, might have some breakfast down the street, have a quick look around the shops because you've got so much time to do your website later on. You've got the whole day. There's nothing else planned. You know, it's a really quiet weekend and you're really going to get stuck into it later. And then all of a sudden it's lunchtime and then you feel a little bit tired after lunch. So you sit down on the couch and, you know, you might get stuck into a little bit of a doom scroll on TikTok or Instagram Reels, and before you know it, it's 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday and I've got all day tomorrow. I may as well just put it off till then. Now, I know that this rings true with a lot of people. So if we give ourselves too much time, the task will take that full amount of time. Now, if you had the whole weekend to do your new website or whatever, you're probably going to use it. Whereas if you had have just allocated 3 hours on a particular day to do that task, you will fill that time with that task and get it finished. And also this goes for open-ended time as well. So, I've got all day Saturday. I've got all day Sunday. You're not actually giving yourself a finished time or a finished date. So chances are you're probably not even going to get halfway through that task if you don't actually set a deadline. So the bonus of time blocking your calendar is that you get to leverage Parkinson's law to your advantage. You know, I give myself 15 minutes to respond to an email, and I usually take 15 minutes, and I even, because I'm really competitive, I get really competitive against myself and I try and do it even faster. And I'm like, yay, I finished, you know, faster than what I gave myself. And now I've got a little bit of free time to make myself a coffee or have something to eat or whatever, or get up and walk around. Whereas if I was just sitting there sort of aimlessly doing admin tasks, I would probably spend a good half an hour writing that email reply. So try it, test it out, leverage Parkinson's law, time block your tasks into your calendar, and see how your life changes. Time management hack number four. So we've already, just to recap, we've already talked about getting clear on your priorities and knowing your why. Time blocking your calendar, so don't just have a to-do list that's never ending that you know, consistently pick the easiest things to do first. And number three was leveraging Parkinson's law, because all of our tasks expand to the time that we give ourselves to complete them. So number four is stop saying yes to everything. Now, I'm a people pleaser. I know a lot of you are too. And being people pleasers means that no is rarely in our vocabulary. So I love this quote, defaulting to a no. So always saying no, like that is your default answer for any question when somebody asks you to complete a task for them. Defaulting to no means that you control your time. If you always default to a yes, so that is you don't want to upset anyone, you always want to help, you know, you worry that if you say no, this person isn't going to like you anymore, or maybe they're not going to ask you next time, or they're going to, you know, think negatively of you, or whatever it is for thinking that you always have to say yes to everything, to everyone. So always defaulting to a yes means that others control your time. And I know that it is very, very easy to say yes to a lot of things. I've been there myself. I'm still guilty of saying yes to dumb stuff. A couple of years ago, I was just telling someone about this yesterday, and I reminded myself of how dumb I was. But we were talking about how much of a time suck social media can be. And, you know, it was one of my coaching clients actually, and she was kind of saying, you know, how much time she spends doing it and et cetera, et cetera. And then she kind of said, oh, I need to stop whinging because you've got two accounts. So I've got my salon and I've also got my personal brand that I share content on both. And I said, oh, well, actually, I had three, because I had my wholesale business as well up until November in 2022. So I had three. I had my lash brand, I had my salon, and then I had my coaching business. So I was just a full-time content creator, basically. And silly me, when I had three accounts, I had a friend that was starting up a new business here in Albury, and I really, really wanted to see him succeed. And I knew that he was particularly bad at social media, and I knew that having a really strong social media presence prior to opening the business, and, you know, when he opened it, he'd already have a following locally, and I knew that that would really help kickstart things for this new business venture. And anyway, he had asked me to start an Instagram account for him, and I did it. So I actually had four. I had my three businesses and my friend's business. And look, I was really proud of myself. It was a little ego boost for me. I grew his account to, I think, 2,500, 3,000 followers within the first 2 months. So I felt that that was really good, but I was actually going in there and I was creating content. It wasn't just me running an account. I wasn't just like a social media manager in the background, just, you know, posting vanilla stuff. I was going in there, I was filming reels, I was coming up with the content ideas. Whenever I was down the street and nearby, I was like quickly popping in and, you know, filming content so I could post on stories, because they were never posting on stories. So yeah, that was really dumb of me. Like, it was really nice. It was a really nice thing of me to do for my friend and, you know, really kickstarted his new business venture, which was really great. And a lot of people knew about him before he even opened because I got that hype going early. But at the end of the day, I got nothing out of it. I actually got pretty much zero thanks and no sort of awareness of how difficult it actually is to grow a following that quickly of local people. And yeah, I handed it back and he ended up selling the business 6 months later. But anyway, I digress. It just was a little bit of a thankless job. And when things like that happen, you realize that you should probably not say yes to things. Yeah. You have to take a little bit of time to consider them and have a think about whether the time you invest in completing this task or doing something for another person is actually going to come back to you. And I know that that can sort of sound like you're a selfish person, but there's nothing wrong with being selfish when you have a business to run and you've got a million things to do every single day. You have a family, you've got friends, everyone that demands your attention. It's definitely not selfish saying no. So please get used to saying no to more things because you may as well put more of your time into things that are going to benefit yourself and your business and get you to where you want to be a lot faster. Number five, this is a really good one. Don't let an unproductive morning turn into an unproductive day. Now, I know there's a lot of people pleasers listening to this podcast, and like I said, I'm one of them, but I know there's also a shitload of perfectionists. We're all beauty therapists, we're all lash artists, we all like making things pretty and looking perfect. And we also like a perfect day, a perfect life, you know, a perfect business. And when it's not perfect, we crack it. And I'm certainly guilty of letting an unproductive morning turn into a very unproductive day. Or like my example of the weekend trying to muster up the motivation to do my website. True story, by the way. My websites are all done at the moment. I'm talking about a past version of myself. But I let the Saturday, the unproductive Saturday, turn into an unproductive Sunday, and then it's an unproductive weekend. So same thing goes for a morning. How often do you accidentally sleep in? You didn't get the workout that you wanted to get in early on. You didn't get your steps in. You know, maybe you had an unhealthy breakfast and you ran into the salon and then you were running late all day and then you went home and collapsed on the couch with a bucket of KFC. You know, and it was a really unproductive, crappy day. So don't be a productivity perfectionist. So if your morning didn't go well, like don't write the whole day off. Now, what I find helps here with this is breaking the day into four quarters. So split it into four sections. So you've got your morning section, which is 5 a.m. till 9 a.m., and then your late morning, which is 9 till 1, your afternoon section, which is a bit longer, it's 2 till 7, and then your evening, so 7 p.m. onwards. So when you think about the day in four big sections like that, if you stuffed up one quarter, but you got the other three right, you still feel like you achieved, you know, a productive day. So it doesn't matter if you have a sleep in or whatever, you can always turn it around and get those other three parts of the day really, really productive. And I know that it sounds ridiculously simple, but if you just switch up your thinking and decide to go, okay, well, yep, that was pretty crappy, but I'm going to have a really good rest of the day. Or if you had an unproductive evening, at least you can say, all right, well, that's fine. I was feeling really tired because the first three quarters of the day were really, really busy and productive for me. So splitting it up into the four quarters method, I find really, really, really helps getting your head around that perfectionistic tendency to have a perfectly productive day. So those are my five time management hacks for peak productivity, tried and tested by myself. I haven't always been fantastic with my time management. I really realized that, you know, most really successful people weren't necessarily much smarter or had more money or anything like that than me. They were just really, really freaking good at organizing themselves and organizing their time, saying no to people and doing the hard work where it mattered. So stopping putting that off and, oh yeah, I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to start that podcast one day. I'm going to start a blog one day. They actually just dig their heels in and do it, and they make the time for it. So five time management hacks. Number one, get clear on your priorities. Number two, time blocking. Oh my God, please time block if you're not already. So then for number three, you can leverage Parkinson's law because work expands to fill the time given for its completion. Stop saying yes, stop being a people pleaser. And finally, don't let an unproductive morning turn into an unproductive day. You can do it. You can turn it around. That is all I've got time for you today. If you found this helpful, please share it on your stories and make sure you tag me so I can see it. I love to see how you are listening to this podcast. So if you can do that for me, I would be forever grateful. I'll see you all online soon.